Nice break for Doug Adams, huh?
Who's he?
He's that young country editor picked by a syndicate to go around the world.
Never heard of him.
Well, you will tonight.
How's that?
By listening to the radio.
Listening to what on the radio?
To Columbia Presents Corwin. Tonight, Norman Corwin brings you Tel Aviv, third of a trilogy of programs about cities, and 12th in his current series of broadcasts for CBS. This program, starring Myron McCormick as an American newspaper editor named Douglas Adams, was originally produced as part of the Passport for Adams series a year ago, and concerns the adventures of Adams and his photographer, Perry Quisenberry. As the story opens, Adams and Quisenberry are in an airport at Cairo, Egypt. Quisenberry's eye has been attracted by a military feature of the airport, and he calls the attention of his companion to it.
Hey, Doug, get a load of the lieutenant.
What about the lieutenant?
Pretty cute, ain't she?
Yeah, that's pretty cute. Now, let me finish writing this cable, will you?
I wonder if she's taking the plane to Tel Aviv with us.
Could be.
Doug, how long's the flight from here to Tel Aviv? Doug, did you hear me?
Let me see. Timetable, Cairo to Lydda. That's the airport for Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Haifa, Beirut. Here it is. Flight 21, Cairo, Lydda. 2 hours and, 2 hours and 25 minutes.
I wouldn't mind if it was 2 hours and 25 days, as long as that babe's in a party. There's my idea of a beautiful dame.
Don't you ever think of anything else but beautiful dames?
Sure. Passable dames.
Just a wolf in wolf's clothing, that's all you are. Why don't you fall in love with a girl sometime?
My dear Adams, can I help it if my interests are purely
attention
basic and...
Attention passengers on Flight 21 for Lydda, Haifa, and Beirut. Departure has been delayed 1 hour.
Ryan,
Flight 21 will leave at approximately 13:30.
Well, an hour to kill, eh? In that case, I think I'll lose no further time striking up an acquaintance.
Hey, wait a minute, Romeo. Come here, sit down.
Now, look, leave us not pull my coattail, will you?
Sit down. Why don't you spend this hour striking up an acquaintance with the Hebrew language? Seeing as how we're going to a Jewish city, you'll get along better with Tel Aviv if you take some time with his handbook.
I know plenty Hebrew. Olive, Bays, Vase, Gimel, Dalad, Kibbutz, Shlemiel, Gunneth, Kosher, gefilte fish, Yehudi Menuhin.
Splendid. You have a wonderful command of Pidgin Yiddish, which has so little to do with the Hebrew language, it won't hurt you to spend an hour with this booklet.
Why can't I read it later?
Won't do you any harm to get a general idea of the city before you get in trouble there, as you undoubtedly will.
All right. If it'll make you happy, I'll read the thing. Got to do homework yet. Good pictures ain't enough. Got to be a linguist.
Let's see. Now, let me count the words in this cable. Consult Syndic, USA, filing 3,000, ex-Tel Aviv, wedding night.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah?
Ain't the Jews supposed to be one of the oldest racial groups in the world, if not the oldest?
Yes, why?
Then how does it happen the only all-Jewish city in the world is just 35 years old?
Well, that's a long story, Quiz. You see, it's like this. What's the matter? Are you in a daze?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm fine.
Well, then put down your bag and take off your hat. You're here. You've arrived.
I was just thinking about something.
Well, I hope you're out of the trances before Christmas.
Nice room, ain't it?
Yeah. I pull the blinds, will you, while I hang up these coats?
Okay. Hey, look at this, Doug.
What is it?
Practically all of Tel Aviv from this window.
Hey, this is a swell view. Did you ever see bluer water than that?
Now look at that beach, will you? Blue and white.
You don't have to fall out of the window, son.
Well, look at them white houses against that blue sky. Doug, if you saw that in a painting, you wouldn't believe it.
Sure I would. Depends on the painter.
Oh, boy, it's like a Technicolor picture. Panachrome, B101. Everything blue and white. Primitive colors. You know, it's kind of symphonic in a way, if you know what I mean.
Say, you know, I've never seen you in such a froth, Quiz. What's come over you?
Why? What's the matter?
There's a different look in your eyes ever since we landed at Lydda. What's going on here?
Why?
Come on out with it, Quisenberry.
Out with what?
Did you fall for that girl officer on the plane or something?
Fall for the girl officer on the plane?
Now, you sat next to her all the way up from Cairo looking at her like a lovesick cat. What's her name?
Aviva Harzahav.
Egyptian?
No, she's Jewish. She's a member of the British ATS. Sort of a British whack.
Aviva. Nice name.
Same like Aviv. Means spring. You know, Tel Aviv means hill of the spring. And you see, her name...
Now, what was she doing on the plane?
Oh, she lives in this burg. She was born here. She's home on furlough. Lives on a farm with a funny name, which I forget. Why are you so curious all of a sudden?
Quiz, look at me.
What's the matter? Well, what's so funny?
I really believe that you're smitten.
Don't be crazy. I just met the girl. She's pretty all right, and we had a fine talk and all that.
What did you talk about?
Oh, how she used to work on the corrective farm here.
Collective farm?
About how they dance the whore on the Sabbath. That's a kind of a Jewish jitterbug dance, I guess.
It happens to be the national dance.
And how she used to come in from the farm at night with her family and go to the concerts of the Tel Aviv Orchestra. Guess it's a kind of local swing band, but classy, you know, like Mark Warnow.
Yeah, a man named Toscanini was its first conductor.
That's right, she said that, too.
You really got hit between the eyes, didn't you, Junior?
Oh, you're dizzy with the heat, Adams. We just had an interesting chat for a couple of hours, and that's all. You don't have to make a big thing of it, you know.
Okay, relax.
Okay, you too.
Let's unpack this stuff and go down and eat, huh? Then we can go around town and talk to all kinds of people. I'd like to get a good cross-section of this town. Awful lot of colorful people here. Sort of a meeting of East and West.
I thought the twain never met.
Well, they do. They say there are more different languages spoken here than in any city its size in the world.
Well, I speak three myself.
Is that so?
English, American, and double talk.
Oh, come on, stop dreaming and unpack.
Hey, Doug.
What?
Can I ask you something?
Sure, what's on your mind?
Did you fall in love with your wife the first time you met her?
Yes, 80 generations, Mr. Adams. Think of it. 80 generations.
Certainly is a long time for a people to be without a home.
By the way, Mr. Shamir, did you ever hear of a girl named Aviva Harzahav?
No, I'm sorry.
You were saying, Mr. Shamir, that your work...
Yes. You see, I work with a pick and shovel. I carry bricks on these construction jobs.
Huh?
It's not easy work. Certainly nothing like practicing law. But something happens to you here. You see things grow.
Just how do you mean?
Well, this wreck of Allenby. This fine broad street with palm trees and these modern buildings. This was a sand dune when you were still a child. This whole place was desert 35 years ago. Now it's the biggest city in Palestine and the happiest in the Middle East.
And you feel you've been a part of its growth, is that it?
Feel? Why, I can look around me in the city and see the very bricks I've carried. See them standing in place, doing their job.
Pardon me, do you mind lifting the hod, Mr. Shamir? I'd like to get a picture.
Hold it, will you, Quiz? We're talking.
Oh, I'm just trying to get a picture, that's all.
Mr. Adams, I suppose I'm romantic and sentimental about it. But after all, the work of a bricklayer does sometimes outlast the conquests of kings. I often think about the people who were locked up in the miserable ghettos of Poland and Romania and other countries just a few years ago, and now have shelter and peace and clean air and sunshine in the houses we've helped to build. Sure, I'm happy. Why shouldn't I be happy?
Did I hear straight? Is that guy selling papers or singing opera?
He's selling papers. Hey, boy. Let's have a paper. It's the Davar, Palestine Labor Daily. Hey, good makeup on this front page.
Printed all in Hebrew?
Sure, what do you expect? Hey, look, pictures of the fighting in Italy.
Know a little Abner or Joe Palooka?
Let's see, I guess this is the editorial page. Sport page. Hey!
What is... Hey! Hey, what the heck's a picture you doing in there?
Bobby, no.
Hey, look! Look, there's my picture of Liberia with people captions. Hey, we're international celebrities, you know that?
Well, Consolidated certainly gets around with that syndicate. Why, of all the unexpected...
Hold on, chump. Do you see what I see across the street, or is that a desert mirage?
What?
A soda fountain selling cold orangeade and frosted milkshakes.
Well, so it is. The first thing like that was since we left the States.
Tel Aviv, I love you.
Would you like to go out to where it's less noisy? A tank shop isn't exactly the best place for a quiet interview, is it?
No, I guess not.
Besides, my nerves are on edge. I almost got run over by a Jeep on my way here. If I knew any Hebrew swear words, I'd have told the monkey driving that thing where
he was. But that was an American soldier. He'd never have understood the Hebrew cuss word.
That's just the point. He was bigger than me.
Well, here we are. Let's step inside the office. Well, that's much better. Now, you were asking about these shops, Mr. Adams.
Oh, yes. How does it happen that there's so much military equipment here?
It's all war material. You see, this was the chief repair depot for the British Eighth Army in the African campaign.
That's so?
Oh, many a tank we patched up here in Tel Aviv went back and gave it to the Nazis. We feel pretty proud of our contribution.
But I understand under British mandate there's no conscription in Palestine.
That's right.
Well... Are there many Jewish volunteers from here in the armed forces?
Over 25,000 and growing all the time.
By the way, miss, did you ever hear of a girl named Hazahav in the ATS?
Well, there are several families in the city by that name. It's the Hebrew for Goldberg, you know.
Her first name's Aviva. Lives on a farm somewhere, but I forgot the name. I wish I knew how to find her.
Well, she might be in town for the Histadrut Neshev.
What's that?
Oh, Neshev is our word for party. They hold it on the Sabbath.
When does the Sabbath start?
Friday at sundown. See a lot of folk dancing there.
This Neshev sounds like it ought to be plenty photogenic, huh, Doug? Don't you think we ought to cover it come the Sabbath?
Okay, Quiz, okay. Now tell me, Miss Kretinsky, what's the feeling in Tel Aviv about the war in general? I mean about the basic issues, Atlantic Charter, the movement toward world collaboration.
Mr. Adams, you say you're stopping at the Gatrimon?
Yes.
Did you notice the name of the street that's on?
Well, I don't believe I noticed it, no.
It used to be called Hayakun Street. But the name was officially changed some time ago to Rehov Umot HaMeuhadot.
Which means?
Street of the United Nations.
What did you say your name was, Sergeant?
O'Shaughnessy. Patrick X. O'Shaughnessy, South Chicago, Illinois.
And I take it you're with the Air Forces.
Yeah. We got an airdrome out near the Lowenthal farm. As a matter of fact, our mess hall's in Lowenthal's old barn.
Ever meet a farmer named Hazahav?
I can't say I did.
Shalom, gentlemen. Yes, sir. What'll it be, gentlemen?
We've already ordered. We gave it to the other waiter.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Tell him to step on it, will you? I'm starved.
Very good.
Tell me, Sergeant, how do you like it here?
I like it fine.
You like the people?
Yeah. Not many Irish here, but I like the Jewish people fine. There's a non-denominational church they put up here for all the different soldiers. And you want to know something?
What?
There's no anti-Semitism here.
What about anti-Gentilism? Any of that?
Hey, as a matter of fact, you know, I wondered about that the first week I was here. But there ain't no such thing.
No sign saying white Semites only?
No, nothing like that.
What about people saying some of my best friends are Gentiles?
Never heard such a thing. And you want to know something else?
What?
There's a concentration camp for Nazis out in Sorona. That's just outside of town.
Yeah, if I was these Jews in Tel Aviv, I'd shoot them Nazis down like dogs. Every one of them.
Take it easy, Quiz.
Well, so long, you guys. I ain't very hungry. I'm on my way to a folk dance.
Hey, Quiz, come back here.
Hey.
quiz?
No, I'm still searching for her. She's about my height.
Well, I'll keep on looking on this side of the crowd.
Well, if you spot her, Doug, whistle with two fingers in your mouth, will you?
Okay.
Mr. Quinsbury.
Aviva. Oh, Aviva, say, I'm glad to see you. I've been looking
all
over.
Come on, Mr. Quinsbury, let's join the dance.
Quisenberry.
Come on, you'll like it. You really will.
Well, I can't dance this dance. It's too strenuous.
Oh, that's all right. You'll learn.
Well, wait a minute, but I...
Oh, come on.
It was terribly good of your daughter to ask us to visit you here on the farm, Mr. Hasaha.
Oh,
I always wanted to see a collective farm.
It has been a great pleasure to show you around, Mr. Adams. Not often we have a privilege of this sort. Why don't you take off your coat and be comfortable?
Well, I...
Yes, please do, Mr. Adams.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Hasaha. I think I will, if you don't mind.
Would you care for a drink of wine from Jewish grapes grown at Yagia Kapayim?
I would indeed. Yagia Kapayim, another collective like this?
Well, it's a new garden suburb of Jerusalem. The name in Hebrew means the labor of thine hands, after one of the Psalms of David.
A very beautiful name.
Here you are, Mr. Adams.
Oh, thank you very much. Where's Quiz gone?
He's sitting on the porch with Aviva. Yeah. I'll take some wine after them.
Oh, I'll do it, darling. It won't be long before dinner, Mr. Adams. I hope you won't mind waiting.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
We have 300 for dinner every night, you know.
As many of you as that?
Yes. And after dinner tonight, there's a general meeting, which all but the children attend. They go to bed.
I hope you have better luck getting yours to bed than I have with mine.
Oh, you have children, have you?
Two, a boy and a girl. Would you like to see their pictures?
Very much, indeed.
Oh, did I hear you say you had pictures of your children? I'd love to see them.
Oh, dear, I find I've left them at the hotel.
Oh, that's too bad. How old are they?
5 and 8. But don't get me started talking about my kids. I'm the typical father, you know. Mr. Hasselhoff, do I understand that this was completely barren soil when your collective started?
My friend, when we came here, there was nothing but wasteland, not even water. Sometimes only a bucket a day for 50 people. And we had to fetch that bucket of water from miles away and pay dearly for it. But we dug our own wells and we built roads.
You mean the fine roads we came out on were built by you people?
Entirely. Everything you see here is the work of bare hands, Mr. Adams. These houses, roads, the new reservoir, orchards, vineyards, gardens, all the work of free Jewish men and women. Many of them people who were hounded and persecuted in some of the so-called enlightened countries of Europe. They came here, bought their way here, almost as your pilgrims went to America for independence and a chance to make their own life out of a wilderness.
I don't suppose it's been easy.
Yes, we could tell you some stories. But what good thing isn't hard to come by? Do you know of any?
No, I guess not.
Oh, that's the dinner bell, Mr. Adams. Ariel, will you get Mr. Adams' coat from the closet?
Mr. Adams, another sip of wine before we go to the mess hall.
Huh? Oh, no, thanks. This is fine, thanks.
Are we all ready to go to dinner, Mother?
Yes, Aviva.
Well, Miss Hasselhoff, has Quiz been telling you all about America?
No, as a matter of fact, we were discussing poetry mainly, and
Doug, did you know they have holidays here to celebrate the birthdays of poets?
Yes. Did Quiz tell you about the great American poets? Whitman and Sandburg and...
No, but he read me some poetry.
Oh? Longfellow?
No. Quisenberry.
Harim, bevakasha sheket, harim! במקום האסיפה הערב החלטנו לוותר על העניינים העומדים על הפרק כדי לקבל את מי אורחינו הנרבדים מר אדמס ומר קוויזנברג מהקונסולידטד סינדיקט של ארצות הברית. הנה הוא חברנו ישי המאירי, מנהיג הקבוצה אשר יציג את אורחינו לפניכם.
שלום חברים. I know you will forgive my speaking English tonight, but This is in order that our friends from the United States, Mr. Douglas Adams and Mr. Perry Quisenberg, may understand all that is being said. As our good secretary has just told you, we are going to dispense with the business at hand to welcome Messrs. Adams and Quisenberg to your farm. However, I would just like to announce at this time that on Monday, May the 29th, there will be an important meeting of the Histadrut, the General Labor Federation, to discuss the program of collaborating with a Jewish agency in the training of pilots and mechanics for the RAF. And now I'm going to extend the privilege of introducing our guests to Chaver Arya Hazahav, who has been host to them since they arrived earlier in the day.
Toda Rabba. Chaverim and Chaverot. Mr. Adams is an American newspaper editor on an assignment to visit the Allied countries to tell his own readers back home how he finds the people of the United Nations. All of you have read his articles, which by a most happy coincidence have been running in the Davar. And I know that you have as many questions to ask of Chaverim, Adams, and Quisenberry as they have been asking Tel Aviv the past week. But with his leave, I should like to call upon Mr. Adams to speak to us now for as long as he wishes and to say anything that is in his mind to say, whether about what he has seen in his voyaging or what he has seen here or what he hopes to see. Mr. Douglas Adams of Centerville, United States of America.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid I'm no speechmaker, ladies and gentlemen. I have enough trouble expressing myself in writing, where I can at least use an eraser and go back and begin again. And this is a pretty unusual situation for me. But if you don't mind, why, I guess I won't mind either. Mr. Quisenberry and I have been in Tel Aviv and its vicinity for about a week now. And I can tell you that we've been much impressed by both big things and little things. Maybe those are one and the same. I guess they are. It may seem a little thing that, although Tel Aviv is not a rich city, one rarely finds a beggar here, in contrast to other cities I have seen. It may seem a little thing that there are no ragged children with sore eyes, nor hungry-looking people on your streets. I don't mean that everybody's well off here in a material sense. I've seen otherwise. But all the good little impressions do add up. And when you put them together with the big things, the pride and industry of your people, your fine cultural life, we attended the Habima and Ohel theaters, for instance, and your excellent agriculture. I guess you all know about that. Well, all in all, the picture becomes one of infinite hope. And I begin to understand why the people here are so happy. Happy in spite of the war being close to you here. In spite of bombs having been dropped on your city. And having lost many of your friends. In spite of large political problems, which I know are going to take patience and hard work to straighten out. But above all, this city seems to me a living example of what can happen when the human spirit, which, believe me, is the same in Centerville as it is in Tel Aviv, is just given a chance to flourish, like any other of God's living things. When people are given a chance to live the way they were intended to live, in a home of their own, living by the labor of their hands, and raising children to be useful citizens of
the better world, which we all hope is in the making. Thank you for everything.
I'd like you to hear another poem, which I wrote last night, Aviva.
But your plane leaves in 5 minutes, Perry.
Well, then I'll leave it with you. It's entitled Viva Aviva.
Oh.
And it's kind of a love poem. I'd like you to remember me by it and write me when
Here you are, kids. I've been looking for you. Got your duffel bag quiz? We'll leave in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Here, let me help you with the grip.
Oh, no, that's all right. Thanks, Mr. Hassa, huh?
Yes.
Well, sir, you're terribly good to have come to the airdrome with us, and I appreciate more than I can say all you've done.
Not at all, Mr. Adams. It was our pleasure. I wish we could see more of you.
Well, I'd like to say just one thing before I leave. I think you people have a wonderful word that you use for greeting. The word shalom.
Shalom, yes. Meaning peace.
Well, I just hope that if and when we meet again, in a future not too distant, that word will be, well, that word will have a new meaning and a more lasting one than we have ever known.
I hope so too, my friend. Well, shalom.
Shalom.
Have been listening to Tel Aviv, written, directed, and produced by Norman Corwin as the 12th of his series for CBS. Byron McCormick appeared in the role of Doug Adams, and Paul Mann was Quisenberry. Others in the cast were Joan Alexander, Olive Deering, Margaret Foster, Maurice Franklin, Robert Harris, Joseph Julian, Mordecai Kosover, and Martin Wolfson. The musical score was derived from compositions by Lucian Moravac and Michael Gunnison, and conducted by Bernard Herrmann. Columbia is pleased to announce that next week at this time, in response to requests from listeners, Frederick March will appear again with the original cast in Norman Corwin's Untitled. Bernard Herrmann will, as in the first performance, conduct his own score. Remember the date, Memorial Day, 10 p.m. Eastern Wartime. Harry Marble speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.